Entertainment Report with Clint Dreiberg.
Yes, it's Lisa Barnes and Craig Weston, joined by Clint Dreiberg. G'day, Clint. You've got news about Big Brother, apparently.
Yes, Big Brother will start there, and sort of good news, I guess, perhaps for some, and bad news for others. It's a sign that probably, in a nutshell, that Big Brother probably will never be on Australian TV again. We had a few months ago the actual house on the Gold Coast in Dreamworld, in the big fun park in Queensland. That burnt down. Vandals went into it. It had been sitting there for years, abandoned and dishevelled, and literally burned down to the ground a couple of months ago. Now there has been approval for demolition of the TV stage. Where, remember when all the evictees would come out and the crowd would be there cheering? It's where Sarah, remember, Marie from Perth bum danced on stage, and where Merlin holding it up his sign, free the refugees, with a gaffer tape on his mouth all those years ago. So that amphitheatre is now going to be demolished as well. That used to house the audience and where the filming was done when they came out of the house, but it's going to be no more either. So the house is gone, the stage is gone. It's pretty much certain that at least Big Brother won't happen at Dreamworld ever again on the Gold Coast. And the last time we saw it was about 2014, I think, on Channel 9. Started all those years ago, 2001 on Channel 10. It had a big run and was very successful back in its day, but I just don't think we need Big Brother on the TV anymore either, I don't think.
Oh, Clint, excuse me for being cynical, but if we don't have Big Brother, where will we get our next crop of radio and television presenters from?
Oh, no. We have Love Island now.
Yeah, so we have Love Island that, and The Block and Master Show. That's, of course, because if you're on a reality TV show, that qualifies you to be a broadcaster. But anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think we've hit a nerve with Craig there, Clint. Clint, tell us, which famous rocker's son is now officially one of New Jersey's bravest?
Yes, this is great news. You know, remember Fireman Sam, the kids show from all those years ago? Well, it's a reality now. Fireman Sam in the way of Sam Springsteen. That is the youngest son of the legendary Bruce Springsteen. He has been announced as following his dreams. His mum, Patty, put on Twitter in the last 24 hours that he has passed the civil service exam. He'll be serving New Jersey, their hometown, as a fire officer. His not obviously following in his father's footsteps, sadly, singing. I mean, his sister is a equestrian champion rider, so she doesn't follow in the father's footsteps either. And his other brother, Evan, has his own radio show, so kind of musically inclined there, I suppose. But no one's singing from the Springsteen kids anyway. But congratulations to Fireman Sam, officially.
Yeah, and how refreshing, I think, when you know, the children of really famous people go on and sort of forge their own careers rather than...
I guess you couldn't do anything singing-wise if you're Bruce Springsteen's son. It'll be ridiculously complicated and compared all your life.
Right.
But hey, it's worked for others, like Julian Lennon.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
No, I like it.
But the comparison would be hard.
Yeah, it would be very hard to deal with. And let's wrap up with some good news and sad news, though, for Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, let's start with the sad, get that out of the way first. Ed Sheeran is mourning the loss of one of his beloved cats. Poor Graham was hit and killed by a car this week. He posted on Instagram that he'll miss the little fella, and loads of tributes and stuff have been pouring in for Ed Sheeran. But I guess he'll be happy as well with the other news in his feed, is that he has officially surpassed U2 as the most attended and highest grossing tour of all time. The tour, which opened Perth Stadium back in March 2018 and was seen around Australia, I think one in every 23 people in Australia saw Ed Sheeran in 2018, and now he's officially surpassed as the biggest touring act ahead of U2. You don't want to know the many millions of dollars he's raised for this tour, but apparently 31.2 million people have seen it, and I'll give you the number. $736 million is what he's pulled in on this tour. And it's not even finished yet. He's still got to go. I think he's wrapping up in his hometown in a couple of months after 893 days on tour. It's a massive, massive tour. So I guess he deserves some sort of trophy for that.
Yeah, well, and I guess that's what the pay packet's
exactly. There's the trophy.
Yeah.
There's the trophy.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Clint.
Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.